In Papua New Guinea, a bid to arrest the former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill over corruption allegations may not be over, despite a bungled first attempt. Police have withdrawn their original warrant in the face of a legal challenge from Peter O'Neill over its validity. But while the court battle's over, the investigation isn't. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting has this report.
Outside PNG's National Court, more than 100 people have gathered to show their support for former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill.
Now it's before the court, that's why we are here.
Amongst the crowd, there's a sign that says, "Stop the political witch hunt."
We as people from East Electorate, we are really concerned about this one. This is totally wrong.
A 2-week legal battle over an attempt to arrest him for corruption has come to an end. But the case certainly isn't closed. Mr. O'Neill's legal team had obtained a temporary order to prevent his arrest, and they were pushing for a judicial review of the warrant. They told the court there were multiple errors, including the reasons given for obtaining the warrant and a misspelling of Mr. O'Neill's name. In the face of the legal battle, police withdrew the warrant. Mr. O'Neill's lawyer, Greg Shepherd, still wanted the review, but the judge wouldn't allow it.
The result is the warrant is withdrawn, so there's no warrant.
You raised concerns in court yesterday that another warrant may be issued. Do you still hold those concerns?
Look, I'm concerned about a lot of things, but it's a concern, and we'll just wait and see. For the time being, the warrant has been withdrawn.
Sources have told the ABC another arrest warrant will be sought after a review of the first attempt. But the state solicitor wouldn't be drawn on it.
I'm not aware. I can't comment on anything further than, excuse me. Sorry.
The corruption allegation is believed to relate to the funding of a health centre redevelopment. Mr. O'Neill has denied any wrongdoing, while his lawyers decried a lack of evidence. But police say there is a weight of evidence, but they wouldn't give any details. Even among Mr. O'Neill's supporters, people want answers.
The people want to know if the leader has done anything wrong. That too is what the people want to find out. And if he has done nothing wrong, the people also want to know. That's why they are gathered.
It won't just be his supporters watching for the next development. It seems the whole country is following the case. This is Natalie Whiting in Port Moresby for Saturday AM.